The date is today, and this is an episode of Music in Numbers brought to you by La Sylve, the brand that makes things by day and discovers, uncovers, and recovers all things music industry by night. This show is dedicated to showcasing the talents of new musicians in any genre and from any country who are currently releasing music on open to all DIY music distribution platforms such as Ditto, Emu Bands, DistroKid, RecordJet, and the many more that exist around the world. I am your host, and I go by the name of... And in between snippets of the songs that we play, there will be various facts and figures and general knowledge information from my years of experience working behind the scenes of the music business.
This is a journey. 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 This is
a journey. To start the show, we will begin with an artist in their early 20s from Seattle, Washington, in the United States. Jonathan Daniels, known by his stage name Yonny, released his first full recording online on the 19th of August 2022 with the song Nah. We are going to play a track from his first album, Ghetto Sunset, released on the 30th of September 2022. This is Yonny with the track Paid.
I'ma pop the hood up off the whip, put a speaker in, man, the whole neighborhood is lit. Mm-hmm. Bought a girl Nintendo's for the kids, 100,000 today, put a 100K up on my wrist. Mm-hmm. Bulletproof vest for the whole town. Trade your education for 100 rounds, nigga. Mm-hmm. Told that nigga meet me out in Tack Town. When he pulled up on me, pulled the Mac out, nigga.
I just wanna get paid. I just wanna get paid. Can you hear me? I just wanna get paid. I just wanna get paid. Can you hear me?
I put my life in the city and I gave none back. It ain't about the money you make, it's how you bounce back. Bounce back, nigga.
An artist whose music is heavily linked to the genre of rap and hip-hop is soul legend Isaac Hayes, and according to the website whosampled.com, his music has been sampled in over 1600 recordings and his songs have been covered over 300 times. In 1972, Mr. Hayes won the Best Song Oscar for writing and performing this classic. Sadly, 4 years later, in 1976, Mr. Hayes declared bankruptcy, having run up debts of $6 million. Speaking in the 1980s on how his financial problems evolved, he said, "The music entertainment business is a unique business within itself, and being a creative person, most of your energies go towards creativity. Therefore, there are people that you hire to take care of those monies that you trust. Now, since that time, of course, I've learned that you somehow have to split your duties and stay a bit on top of your financial situation, as well as lend time to your creativity. When I realized that I had been had by the people that were supposed to be taking care of the business situation, the snowball had already gained momentum as it was going downhill. I couldn't stop it. I couldn't stop it." From Seattle, Washington, we move approximately 2,400 miles to New York, New York, to hear the second release from this artist, which came out on the 22nd of August 2022, the day after her first release. Co-written and produced by her brother Eli, this artist can paint as well as make music. This is Freckle Phased with the song Panic.
Oh,
Panic spread across the music industry in the early 2000s when the total revenue of the global recorded music industry dropped from a high of $22 billion in 1999 to a low of $13 billion in 2014. A panic brought on by the launch of file sharing platform Napster on June 1, 1999. Napster ceased operations in 2001 following copyright infringement lawsuits from the major record companies. Palm Pictures, a company run by Island Records founder Chris Blackwell, was the first record company to partner with Napster by making the first fully authorized download available to the platform through its artist Elwood and the single Sundown.
So when the sun goes down, you better take care, for fines you've been creeping around my back stair. Sundown, you better take care.
Yo, what is the dress up?
Oh, indeed. Then tell them how it is, babe. Bring them up speed.
Sometimes I rhyme slow, sometimes I rhyme quick. When it's time quick, to get quick, busy, quick, out the hat comes a trick.
It's a shame when a game leaves you out the frame. It's the love for the sinner, not the losing and the winner.
From New York City, we now move approximately 3,440 miles to Hemel Hempstead in England, a town stuck between Luton and Watford, a town that was once home to a well-known music instrument store called Free and Easy, located at 57 High Street, where in 1978 you could buy a Gibson Les Paul 55 for £520, which works out at approximately £2,700 in today's money. Here is a band from that town. This is O's with their debut single, Money's Worth, released on the 24th of June, 2023.
Take it because he didn't get his money's worth. He really hates it when he doesn't get his money's worth. Because he's 10p short. How can I survive when I'm 10p short?
From Hemel Hempstead, we move 235 miles to the city of Paris in France. This artist made a music video using archive video footage of his family in the 1970s in the town of Carcassonne in the south of France. This is Solol.id featuring Matteo Minguez with the track Now You're Gone, released on January 6,
2023. Following me.
Paris is the home of performance rights organisation SACEM, S-A-C-E-M, founded in 1851, and mechanical rights organisation SDRM, founded in 1935. They are responsible for the collections of monies on behalf of their member songwriters and publishers. On the recorded music side in France, we have four rights organisations. The first two are ADAMI, A-D-A-M-I, and SPEDIDAM, S-P-E-D-I-D-A-M, who collect and distribute on behalf of singers, band members, session musicians, actors, dancers, soloists, and conductors. The last two are SCPP and SPPF, who collect and distribute on behalf of the record labels or master rights owners. We now move back across the Atlantic Ocean to Los Angeles in the United States, with their debut single, Coca-Cola, released on June the 16th, 2023. This is a two-member band called Fresh Hot Waffles. From Los Angeles, we now move 5,750 miles to Tenerife, Spain, and then back again 1,800 miles to England to hear from an artist who is originally from the Spanish island, but now lives in the UK. His influences include Aphex Twins and Noisia, released on June the 3rd, 2023. This is Discordian 23 with his debut single, Old Scars. Written by Daniel Dryden, Old Scars was released via music distribution platform Rootnote, which was founded in Cornwall, England in 2007. This platform has three pricing options for musicians. Option 1, Rootnote 3, which has a zero monthly fee in return for you keeping 85% of your master recording earnings. Option 2, Rootnote Premium, which has a $10 monthly fee in return for you keeping 100% of your master recording earnings. And option 3 is Rootnote All Access, which has custom pricing tailored towards record labels with multiple artists. The location of our next artist is unknown, as it was submitted to us without any further information other than artist and title. Released via the DIY music distribution platform DistroKid on the 26th of May 2022, this is the artist Mustard with the song Glass. Yeah. Another unknown in the music industry is the area of black box income, where performing rights societies such as PRS in the UK are unable to pay out monies to the rightful songwriters and publishers due to difficulties in identifying the correct rights holders. There are unmatched royalties where data from stores like Spotify cannot be matched to a registered work in the society's system, and there are partially matched royalties where less than 100% of a song's share can be matched to a registered work. Unmatched monies are held by PRS, with 75% distributed on a pro rata basis to its members after 1 year, and the remaining 25% after 3 years. Partially matched royalties are held by PRS for 3 years, during which time PRS members can register their shares and claim any missing monies. The monies that still remain are distributed pro rata to its members after 3 years. In 2021, PRS distributed upwards of £15 million for unclaimed online incomes to its members. Up next, we have Los Angeles-based musician Owen Coleman, with his third single released on the 12th of August 2022. This is Drowning. From Los Angeles to Detroit in 1,980 miles or 3,186 kilometers, our next artist would like to give you a lecture on the concept of time. Released on the 20th of January 2023, this is Jayton with Nothing Really Matters.
Hope that I outlive my grandfather. Hope one day that I find peace of mind. Hope I can get laying everything she want in this life. Cause I swear she's so goddamn fine. What you want, what you need from a nigga like me. I do want a rap, maybe it's in the Jeep. Pops call me every day, say he proud. Shit mean a lot on the days that I'm weak. Strong with the pain, I'm just speaking out the truth. I just wanna find the truest version of me. Promise I ain't doing this shit for the loop. Harboring pain, I just wanna feel free. I just wanna feel, yeah.
Life may be too hard, I'm full of hope though. I just need a million before I go. Million times that I can say I wrote quotes. Make a million, split it with my folks. Money don't matter, bling don't matter, things don't matter when you realize ain't no way you can get time back. One more time. Money don't matter, bling don't matter, things don't matter when you realize ain't no way you can get time back. I'm fighting myself.
From 1959 to 1972, Detroit was the home of Berry Gordy's Motown Records, the greatest record label ever to exist. Fact. The company moved all of its operations to Los Angeles in June 1972. In an era where record distributors refused to open credit lines for retailers in the black community and insisted on doing business in cash only, Berry Gordy was credited for his contribution in turning this business practice around at the time by people like Roy and Julie Rifkind, co-owners of Spring Records, who said the Motown sound proved that black musicians could sell on equal terms with white musicians. Julie Rifkind had a son by the name of Steve Rifkind, who went on to manage R&B group New Edition in the 1980s. And signed Wu-Tang Clan in the 1990s to his label, Loud Recordings.
Form atomically, Socrates' philosophies and hypotheses. Can't define how I be dropping these mockeries. Lyrically perform armed robbery, flee with the lottery. Possibly they spotted me. Battle's guard, shogun, explosion when my pen hits. Tremendous,
ultraviolet shine blind forensics. I inspect view through the future, see millennium. Killer bees sold 50 gold, 60 platinum. Shackling the matches with drastic rap tactics. Graphic displays melt the steel like blacksmiths. Black woo jackets, queen bees ease the tension. Bumbling with patrolmen, tear gas lace the function. Heads by the score, take flight inside of war. Ticks hit the floor, die hard fans demand more. Behold the bold soldier, control the globe slowly. Proceeds the blow, swinging swords like Shinobi. Stomp grounds and found footprints of solid rock. Who got it locked, performing live on your hottest fly.
For our next artist, we now move 8,420 miles to the city of Auckland in New Zealand. This is a four-piece post-punk band made up of Patrick Hickley, Josh Hunter, Ezra Simons, and Cameron McIntosh. This is Softbait with the song Plot Points.
How old are you now?
According to a PricewaterhouseCoopers report released in 2021, the majority of music industry earnings in New Zealand came from radio airplay in 2019, making up 33% of the overall earnings pie. Second was live performance, including income generated from concert venues and festivals, which made up 28% of the pie. Third was retail, including income generated from streaming, vinyl and downloads, which made up 24% of the pie. Fourth was non-radio public performance, which includes TV, pay TV and some internet channels, which made up 9% of the pie. The remainder income came from overseas income, 6%, and synchronization, 1%. The most played artist on New Zealand radio in 2019 was Quintet 660. Here is one of their most played songs, The Greatest.
Can't stop believing I'm the greatest. Hearts breaking till I know I made it. I'll never know what second place is. No pain, no doubt, till the lights go out.
From Auckland, our final destination is 11,270 miles away. Built in 1915, the building, initially named the Empress Ballroom, known to locals in the town of Wigan, England as the Emp. It became world famous in its later incarnation as Wigan Casino. From 1973 to the early 1980s, soul music fans travelled across the country for regular all-nighters. Dancers from the casino appeared on TV show Top of the Pops, American musicians flew in to perform, and the venue won the accolade Best Disco in the World from Billboard magazine. The club closed in December 1981 and was demolished in February 1983. Our next artist comes from that small town in Greater Manchester. This is Maxwell Vari with the track Falling Down.
Running around all of the sounds, four on the floor, right on the ground, stumbling home, fastening the gowns.
This is a journey, 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 this is a journey.
That is the end of the episode. The date is today. We hope to see tomorrow. And to all the new musicians around the world, our final words are: build your fan base, build your knowledge, and most importantly, build your karaku.